farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we highlight the work of the Livestock Unit in the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Stay with us for the next few minutes to find out more and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James-Oyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
The Livestock Unit of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, continues to undertake activities aimed at enhancing the quality of livestock and animal products across the country. The unit, driven by the expertise of a livestock specialist and an officer in every parish, serves a wide range of farmers in the sector. These include cattle farmers, poultry farmers, and small ruminant farmers.
Sometimes we get special requests for assistance. Sometimes persons are interested in rearing turkeys or ducks and rabbits as well. So we try to facilitate everybody as much as we can.
Livestock specialist RADA Maxine Brown. The core function of the unit is to provide technical training and information to farmers in the industry.
Sometimes we try to write projects where we can get funding, where we can assist persons in terms of herd upgrading to upgrade their herd or record keeping or any other kind of technical information that we can provide them.
Training for farmers is made possible through partnerships with other governmental and non-governmental organizations.
We try to make the training sessions as interactive as possible. We do both theory and practical. So we'll go on farm and do some of the demonstrations. And that is why we encourage farmers to get into groups so we can do group activities.
Ms. Brown is encouraging farmers to get registered with RADA.
When they register with the ABIS, their information is in the system. Now, when we're planning training sessions, because not all parishes sometimes have set training days, we would have to sometimes go in the system to identify these farmers to be able to contact them. So it is always important for them to register so we know where they are and we can help them with their enterprise. It's not that we only assist farmers who are registered. We do help those who are not registered, but like I'm saying, it's difficult for you to identify them if they're not in the system.
She says the unit has developed a record book for poultry and goat farmers.
They don't have to worry about going out and buying a book and rolling it up. We have designed that book for them and is making it available for the farmers to maintain records on their herd.
She's also encouraging more organizations to get on board to provide technical support to the farmers.
We're currently working now with ECA, who is also collaborating with Beer Board, to implement what I call some silver pastoral system. And it's really just another way of saying we're going to have in the pastures, you also have trees to provide shade, because, you know, shade is also good for the animal, especially since we're also hinging on climate change.
Livestock specialist RADA Maxine Brown. And now for our proverb of the day. You can't plant corn and expect peas to grow. Translation, you cannot plant corn and expect peas to grow. And this means you reap what you sow.
Brethren, know your rights. Police not for lock you up if them find you with less than 2 ounces of ganja. Them supposed to ticket you and make you pay a fine. More than 2 ounces a courthouse business. And may nobody tell you no foolishness. Call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP, that's 564-4357, and learn the real truth.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James-Oyes with Studio Engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.